So this concept of a third place is somewhat new to me. I didn't know you could hang out anywhere else besides work and home. So there's this thing apparently where it's your home away from home more than your work away from work. It's like a place that you consider a place where you can go and socialize and find community. It's a third place. And I know I have one, even though I've never really thought about it that way. And Brenna, I know you have one as well. And really, I think everybody has one. So today we're going to talk here to some of our colleagues here at Knox News and figure out what everybody's favorite third place is. So if you're looking for one or looking to change yours, maybe you'll be inspired by some of the stuff that we have to share. I am Ryan Willis, downtown reporter at Knox News.
I'm Brenna McDermott, growth and development editor at Knox News.
And this is The Scruffy Stuff, and we are going to jump right into it today. Brenna, for me, I've been here for 5 years, and I think I've had third places change a little bit over the time that I've been here. What is yours? And I'm not going to limit you to just one, just for that reason. Maybe we could share a couple.
So, Ryan, I would love to sit here and give you a really interesting third place that, you know, is just fun and exciting and everyone envies. But the reality is my third place, my longtime third place, is kind of boring.
The library?
It's more interesting than the library.
Okay.
It is the Planet Fitness in Fountain City.
That's a nice one.
Well, I heard you complaining about the state of other gyms around Knoxville.
And, I don't like the treadmills at your Planet Fitness, but I do. It's just nicer, I think, than most of the ones I've been to.
Well, I think the gym is the third place for a lot of people, and there are a lot of great local gyms in Knoxville, for sure. But yeah, that Planet Fitness is just very convenient to me. What's not convenient is Fountain City traffic, but here we are.
So is that one more of a that's more of a work? I don't know if you think about it that way. That's closer to work than it is to being home and resting to me.
It's not my fun third place. Yeah.
Do you have a fun third place?
Well, I have a new fun third place.
Okay.
My longtime fun third place, as listeners of the Scruffy Stuff know, is the Turn Club. But I've talked enough about the Turn Club on this podcast.
The Turn Club. Is that what it's called? Or is it just called Turn Club?
It's just Turn Club.
Yeah, so you're giving it but like the Ohio State University treatment there. So, all right.
My husband and I started doing something different recently that is super fun. We decided that we were not spending enough dollars at local restaurants in our neighborhood. We spend a lot of money downtown, which is great, but we want to spread the love a little bit. So we have been going on Saturday afternoons to our local Amigos.
Mm.
There are several Amigos in Knoxville.
Mexican restaurant,
Amigos,
right.
Mexican and Beer is the official name. And we've been going there and sitting at the bar on Saturday afternoons and having Palomas. Well, I have Palomas and he has beer. And we eat a basket of chips and we talk and we're supporting Amigos. And it's awesome. You always have a seat at the bar. And I don't know why we've been ignoring it all these years.
You probably make some Amigos while you're there, too. Some neighborhood Amigos.
Not so much.
No? Okay. This is not really your socializing place either.
I don't have one of those.
Well, I'm kind of in the same boat as you, is where I have a few different ones. You know, for a long time, it was Regal Cinnabar at Westtown Mall.
Really?
Which is big for me because I cannot stand malls. But luckily, it does not feel like you're in a mall once you're inside there. It's the best place to do a double feature, in my opinion. You know, I've talked about having Regal Movie Pass or whatever it's called, Regal Unlimited, before. And you know, if you go see a double feature downtown, I mean, you can go grab a drink or something at a downtown business, but you know, there might not be a big enough window. Same thing with the other theaters. There's not really much to do at the theater. You go to Cinnabar, you know, they have lounge areas, and so I'd find myself a lot on the weekends going to see a movie, coming out, maybe having a bite of food, having a drink, going and playing some arcade games, just relaxing. Especially during like football season, if I went on a Saturday or Sunday, there'd be NFL games on or college football games, sometimes with the audio over the speakers. And so that was a big one for me. But honestly, I have not been getting my $20 a month worth of my movie pass lately just because I've been super busy. And so I found some new third places, and one of them has long been a third place. It kind of, you know, I've kind of fallen in love with it again, and that's Prez Pub. And for me, that's where I get into, you know, you talk about community and socializing, just the melting pot of people that are there. You'll have people from all over Knoxville congregating at this one bar. And so that's one of the few places where I feel like in Knoxville, and I'm going to sound like an old man probably, but bars aren't like they used to be. I mean, I hear like my mom talk about her college days, right? And when you weren't so connected with people, you just go out to the bar and you were known for being a person who goes to that bar because you weren't constantly on your phones texting other people. And then over the years, I feel like, you know, you go out in groups more, or in fact, I had a bouncer tell me one time in the old city that he keeps an eye out for guys who come into the bars by themselves just because, you know, it's just weird and creepy. Press Pub, I've never felt like that. I feel like I can go there, sit down, talk to anybody, and that's been my place.
So would you say you're a regular there?
I'm not a regular, like I'm there every day, but I'm a regular enough to where I know the other regulars. So maybe I am a regular at that point. I don't know.
You're regular adjacent.
Yes, I would say so. And then you just start talking about food, so that got me excited about food. My new third place is the Ruby Tuesdays on Chapman Highway because, man, that 2 for $24 deal, I'll tell you what, can't beat it. Salad bars from Ruby Tuesdays, so that's not really a third place. I'm only in there for like 5 minutes at a time to get food to go, but have set the bar and talked to some of the locals. So I'm a South Knoxvilleian.
At Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah, while I'm waiting on, you know, them to go get my Ruby Tuesdays is hopping on a Tuesday. I usually go in there on Tuesday. I try to make it try to align the name with the day of the week. And so,
Ruby Tuesday on Tuesday.
Yep. Tuesday squared.
Well, should we ask some other folks what their third place is?
Yeah, I think they hear enough of us. Let's go around and kick things off with Silas Sloan.
Silas, correct me if I'm wrong. I think not only do you have a third place, but you have a fourth place. Is that right?
Yes, I do. My third place, I think, since I moved here, the Botanical Gardens have been a really awesome third place, too, especially when it's sunny outside. Really great place to lay out, have a picnic, read a book, just listen to some music, kind of wander around. It's nice when you just need a place to get out and about and get out outside of my house, but not have anything particular to do. So that's a great place.
I think it's a very underrated place in Knoxville. A lot of people don't know about it. Love it. What about your fourth place?
I think recently a fourth place I've been going to is just the YMCA. The Cancer YMCA has been a really nice place. I go after work out. Some days I swim. It's been just a nice place to hang out and, again, get out of the house and do something somewhat productive.
Silas's answers are very active and outdoorsy. I like it. Thanks, Silas.
Thank you.
All right. Well, now we're going on to Keenan Thomas, who you probably familiar with. He's been on quite a bit recently. Keenan, what is your third place and fourth place? I think you also have two as well.
I do have two. So I'll start with my first one, which is a known little coffee shop on Sevier Avenue called Honeybee Coffee. My cousin used to work there for a year or so, so I'd pop in almost every day for a little bit just to go say hi, enough to where I got to know the baristas at a point. Still kind of do, but I can go in just about any time and I feel welcomed and I can enjoy my time. I might go there today and go read after work. I've always enjoyed it. It's always been a nice, comfy space for me. And I highly recommend.
What are your takes on the couches? Because I love how much you sink into those couches, but everybody hates the couches over there.
I avoid those couches. The new one that's in the front part of the shop, like in the same room as the bar and where you order, that's a great couch. The other couches, I avoid like the plague.
Okay.
But that's just me.
It's Honeybee. I like it. What about your fourth place?
My fourth place is another one I've talked about quite a bit on here, but that is Central Cinema, as well as any theater, honestly. I could feel at home at anywhere, but because I know you picked Regal as your third place, one of your third places, Central Cinema is my other one. Another one where I've got to know the people that work there decently enough to say hey, and they recognize me and I recognize them, but I just have always enjoyed going in there whenever there's a movie I wanted to see, either new or old, and just go and have a great time. I've once sat down for a self-induced quadruple feature once. That was great. They gave me one of the marquee stickers afterwards because they're like, here you go for seeing four movies in a row here. And I saw Cats there last night, the 2019 nightmare fuel of a film.
All right, we got to stop right there, Keenan. Did you know what you were seeing, and you saw it willingly?
I did, and it was for two reasons. One, it was funny, and two, it was because it was to support the cats that are outside the theater. So every dollar went towards feeding and sheltering those cats that are outside. So that's my way of going, here's these other kittens' third homes as well.
Nothing like hate watching cats.
So Tyler, I would like to guess your first place if I can.
Go for it.
I'm going to say it is the microfilm section of the Knox County Public Library. Is that correct?
I do have a library card, and I do go to the library, but usually with my four-year-old. Oh. We are not in the microfilm section.
You're the children's books.
That is correct.
So was I right or wrong?
You were wrong.
Okay. All right.
If I had to guess, if I had to say, it would be Honeybee, which is terrible. I couldn't think of it. Honeybee on Sevier Avenue. Great.
You're the
space.
Second Honeybee, by the way.
This is good. On Sevier Avenue?
Yeah, you ever see Keenan there?
I do not, thankfully.
Well, one of y'all are lying, though. I don't know which one of y'all two it is.
It's a great place for coffee, just to chill, to get some work done. It's a great place to have a little quiet conversation. No one bothers you. Good spot for a little Bible study. Whatever that looks like on a normal Tuesday, it's a great spot.
And you can get beer now, too.
You can. I usually don't at 8:30 in the morning, but yes, that is an
option. Two types of people in this world. Yeah. You and me. Do you have a fourth place?
Well, there's a spot on Forks of the River in the park in South Knoxville. There's the trail part on the river, which is paved, and then across the street is the not paved part that is used for hunting, that has trails that connect to the rest of the urban wilderness. For a long time, I would go take my dog on that trail during hunting season, not knowing that it was hunting season, and there's nobody there. It's great. I would go miles and never see anybody. And then one time a guy with a gun was like, hey, you need to get out of here. And I said, okay. And I haven't been back since. But
at least get her an orange vest.
Tyler, just know you are not the only one who's made that mistake.
Yes. That's good.
It is not clear, by the way. It is not clear.
No, it's not clear. And as a matter of fact, at one point, one of the signs that had the dates posted was down. It had fallen down. And I ran past a TWRA guy, and I was like, hey, fix your sign. I don't want to die. And he just kind of rolled his eyes, and that was that. So I haven't been back in a while. I still go to Forks of the River, just not to that part. So, yeah, that's
lesson learned. Thank you.
Tyler Whetstone, everybody. Can't remember if I said your name. Thanks, bud.
Next up, we've got shopper editor Sarah Fraser on the show. Sarah, what is your third place?
For sure, it would have to be Adair Park in Fountain City. I go there as often as I can to walk my dog, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place full of trees and a nice walkway. And
so what specifically about Adair Park makes it the best?
I just think it's beautiful. It's kind of out of the way. It's tucked away in a little suburban area, and it's just, it's got like a 1 mile figure eight walking path, and the trees are beautiful. They're mature maples and all kinds of walnuts and all kinds of trees, and I like the fact that it's quiet. It's not overrun with people most of the time. It's got a little gazebo for your picnics and a little grill and stuff like that, but mostly it's just a nice spot of nature, you know, and it's got benches you can sit on, and simple place.
Lovely. You don't need much more than Adair Park, it sounds like.
Well, I don't, and I've been going there since the pandemic because it was the only place to get outdoors and be safe, and I've just grown to love it.
Well, thank you, Sarah.
Sure.
I was just going to add that the Scruffy Stuff once recorded live from Adair Park because that was when we were doing our COVID-19 tour of all the parks in Knoxville to stay away from people. And so I agree, Adair Park is a nice one. And we recorded, I don't remember what episode, but one of them was recorded there. So yes, we have a lot of third places here in the office. Some of us have fourth places and fifth places. I'm open to a sixth place, seventh place, eighth place, whatever it is that our listeners would like to share with us. We'd love to hear your suggestions, what your third places are, and where we should be going to find community, relax, socialize, or just escape. And so if you would like to, go ahead and shoot us an email. You can email me at Ryan, www.wilu, S as in Sam, Z as in zebra, at knoxnews.com. That's how I have to do it because it's a weird one. You can also follow me on Instagram at knoxscruff. And another great place to keep up with everything that's going on,
the Urban Knoxville Facebook group. It is free to join. Just answer a couple of quick questions.
And then there's the Urban Knoxville newsletter. And both the newsletter and the Facebook group are going to be linked in the podcast description. So check that out if you want to keep up with what's going on around downtown Knoxville. Make sure you hit that like or subscribe button so you get a notification every time a new episode drops on Tuesday. And be sure to leave a review and let us know what you love about the show and what you would like to hear us talk about next.